Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, how much can you deduct if you invest in real estate? Investing in real estate offers ways to offset your earned income on your tax return. If you own a rental property, all expenses directly associated with it, such as mortgage interest, property taxes, maintenance and repairs, and travel to and from the rental, are tax deductible. You report these expenses on Schedule E. Plus, even though a rental property is an asset that typically appreciates over the long term, the tax code allows you to depreciate it. This creates an additional expense that may also be deducted on your tax return. Residential rental property is depreciated over 27 and a half years, or roughly 3.6% per year. Only the value of the building and other improvements can be depreciated. You can't depreciate the land because it doesn't wear out. Let's take an example of a house that costs $200,000. If 80% of the value is the structure and 20% is the land, the value of the structure would be $160,000. The amount you could deduct for depreciation would be $160,000 divided by 27 and a half years, or a little over $5,800. In many cases, the depreciation will create a passive loss on your tax return. Real estate is considered a passive investment, and generally speaking, passive losses may only be deducted against passive income. But the tax code allows an exception. You can deduct up to $25,000 in passive losses against your active income, that is, your income from working or from dividends, if you meet the requirement for active participation. Okay, so what does that mean? Active participation means you must own at least 10% of the rental property and be responsible for significant decisions affecting it. Even if you use a property manager to manage your rental, you'll meet the requirement for active participation if you make key management decisions such as approving tenants and expenses for repairs. Here's an example of how the passive loss deduction works. Let's say you're single and your modified adjusted gross income is $50,000. And let's say you have a $10,000 passive loss from a duplex you own and actively participate in. In this example, you could deduct the full $10,000 loss from your $50,000 earnings, reducing your taxable income significantly for that year. As long as your modified adjusted gross income is $100,000 or less, you can deduct rental real estate losses of up to $25,000 per year from your earned income, whether you're single or married and file jointly. Okay, so if your modified adjusted gross income is $100,000 or less, you can deduct up to $25,000 in passive losses against your earned income.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
But what if your income is higher? For modified adjusted gross incomes between $100,000 and $150,000, the deduction phases out. It's reduced 50 cents for each dollar your income exceeds $100,000. So if your modified adjusted gross income were $125,000, for example, you'd be eligible to deduct up to $12,500 in rental real estate losses from your earned income. If your modified adjusted gross income is $150,000 or more, you're no longer eligible for the deduction. But even if you're not eligible, you don't lose the deduction. You can carry over real estate investment losses indefinitely to future years and use them when your income falls to a level that makes you eligible. You can also use the carryover losses to offset capital gains when you sell a rental property. Keep in mind that when you sell a rental property, you'll need to reduce the cost basis by the amount of depreciation you've taken, which makes for a larger gain. This is called depreciation recapture. I don't have time to go into it in this episode, but there is a way to roll the depreciation and capital gain when you sell a rental property into the purchase of a new property to defer paying taxes on them. Offsetting your active income with up to $25,000 in real estate investment losses is just one of the ways real estate can help you shelter your income from taxes. In a future episode, I'll tell you about another method that lets you reap the full benefit of passive losses. As always, it's a smart idea to consult a tax or financial advisor. Several of you have emailed me asking about recommended books to read to learn more about wealth creation. I've put together a summer reading list you can find in the Money Girl section of qdnow.com. On the website, you can also see the list of books I've given away in previous book giveaways. And speaking of book giveaways, today I'm giving away two copies of The Beginner's Guide to Real Estate Investing by Gary Eldred. This book has all kinds of helpful advice if you're a beginning real estate investor or are thinking about getting started. This week's winners are Gary in Reno and Luke in Denver. Congratulations! Be sure to check your email for instructions. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. If you have a question or comment, email it to money@qdnow.com or call it into my voicemail line, 877-6-RICHER. And if you haven't already done so, please take a moment to post a review at iTunes. Money Girl is part of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Check out the Mr. Manners podcast for tips on how to be more polite. Thanks for listening.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.